From the national down to the local level, officials say support is coming to American workers who have been hurt by the economic fallout of COVID-19. But that money isn't in people's pockets yet, and some Knoxvillians are taking it upon themselves to help fill the gaps. I spoke with three local groups who are finding ways to support their neighbors. As rent and mortgage payments draw near with the start of a new month, federal stimulus checks are still at least 3 weeks away.
That $1,000 thing is really, really going to save me personally. But I'm good till it happens, kind of. But there are a lot of people who immediately lost jobs.
That's James Gullett, a line cook at Barley's just north of downtown Knoxville. Standing in front of Barley's now, it's eerily empty in what is normally the bustling Old City District. There's some construction work nearby and a few restaurant employees preparing takeout and delivery orders. But like other popular hangout spots, Old City is mostly a ghost town right now. Gullett is part of a group called the Service Industry Coalition Knoxville. They started what's called a mutual aid fund for restaurant workers. When they created it last month on the social fundraising platform GoFundMe, Gullett said he thought they'd be laughed at. Instead, the coalition raised more than $12,000.
A lot of times you kind of feel invisible in the world of the restaurant. We're put off to the side for customers and stuff. I mean, that's to be expected. You know, that's what we're doing. But it's nice to know that we're not actually that invisible and people do notice us. I think that's been the biggest shakeup for me that's made me feel awesome.
They'll be distributing the donated funds to workers that ask for it on a first-come, first-served basis, $100 a person.
We don't want a lot of red tape and stuff for people who need aid to get it.
This aid model isn't really new to Knoxville. Grassroots efforts of people helping each other have a long history in the South.
It's just no strings attached. You're understanding that it's the system, not the people suffering under it, that creates the poverty crisis and vulnerability. And there's transparency in that work. And there's a lot of political education along mutual aid. Mutual aid would not be mutual aid without political education within the organization.
Caroline Rocliffe is part of a group called First Aid Collective Knoxville. It started with the goal of harm reduction through safe needle exchanges. Since COVID-19, they created an online forum to connect those in need with people who have resources in their neighborhoods. Rocliffe says mutual aid is very different than charity because it centers on a belief that needs are created by structural failures, not individual ones.
We're all in this. We all need to work together in this. It's all about collaborative decision-making and collaborative long-term commitments to provide aid to those that the system fails.
Community-led efforts can also spread faster than other types of resources because of social media. The cook we spoke to, James Gullett, says he thinks people trusted the fund he helped set up because so many donors knew the person sharing it. Freelance photographer Bruce McCamish came across a Facebook post about a different need. An elderly couple in a grocery store parking lot asked one of his friends if she would do their grocery shopping for them. That inspired him to create Delivery Assist 865. The group helps people buy groceries and shuttles meals from local businesses to childcare agencies.
Me personally, my business is down about 70%. Which I'm really kind of blessed that it is because I've been able to put a lot of focus and time into this group.
McCamish says his volunteers are practicing social distancing during deliveries and filling a vital need in the community.
To know that we have this small army of people that are not only willing to deliver groceries, but to do other things for people, it's sweet, it's love, it's beautiful, and it's the way really it should be.
These are just three of the ways people are meeting needs in this unusual time. These and other efforts of different size and scale are helping East Tennesseans who find themselves newly in need. I'm Claire Heddles, WUOT News.